The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find at plantersplace.com. So head on over there and check out all of the stuff I have written over the years. Today we will be talking about sugarcane. Yes, sugarcane. It's edible, right? But is it a vegetable? No, I don't think so. Is it a fruit? No. I mean, it is sweet, but it's not a fruit. It's a grass. It is in the grass family. It's a tropical grass. And because it's edible, you know, that gives me permission to devote one episode of the Just Veggies podcast to this tropical plant. Now, if you are like me, you've never really given sugarcane a thought, right? Maybe you have. Sugar, yes, I think about sugar. Sugarcane, not really. You can buy sugarcane in some grocery store produce departments if you've ever seen it there. It looks like a piece of bamboo, kind of, sort of. But, you know, it doesn't grow anywhere near where I live. And, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And when I do think of sugarcane, again, mostly never, I never really imagine it as something other than a commodity crop growing in big, giant fields far away. However, the truth is, sugarcane is, you know, like any other agricultural commodity crop. I mean, it has varieties that do quite well at home, in home gardens. Many of these are heirloom varieties. Sugarcane has a bunch of heirloom varieties, and they produce really wonderfully sweet juice. But, you know, they're actually quite beautiful in a home landscape. And you can use them as a windbreak or a privacy screen because they grow in clumps, very thick clumps. So it's beautiful and edible. I love it. I like that and. Something that does two things, I like. Okay, so the basics of sugarcane. So like I said, it's a tropical grass. It's native to, I think, is it Papua New Guinea and Southeast Asia, that area. It is a sun-loving, hardy perennial. And it is a perennial in USDA zones 9 and 10. So not a large section of the country, but it can be perennial and grown in the southern U.S. and also in Hawaii. But, you know, you can also grow it if you just have a very warm summer. You can attempt to grow it in containers. Just bring those containers into a protected shed or basement for the winter. So, because, you know, it is a tropical plant, it will die if it experiences freezing weather. Or, why not just grow it in the garden as an annual? It's a very fast-growing annual. It grows about 15 feet or more in one season. And, it, you know, it does die back, I think, in the warmer areas, and then it comes back up, or it just, you know, keeps growing. However, you know, you'll have enough biomass, if you use it as an annual, you'll have enough biomass to get a pretty good harvest, and you can transform some of that harvest into some sugarcane juice. Okay, planting sugarcane. How do you plant sugarcane? Well, it is as simple as inserting segments of sugarcane into a well-draining soil or soilless mix if you are putting it in a container. These cane segments, you can purchase them online if you don't have a ready local source nearby. So these cane segments all come with a node. And these nodes have growing points. And from those growing points, vegetative growth will sprout out of it. So if you've seen like some of the weedy grasses, And they have these nodes, and that's kind of how they creep along the ground. And when those nodes touch some ground, it begins to root and grow, and just like a grass, because sugarcane is a grass. Now, if you are going to plant it in the ground, this is how you do it. I've had this firsthand knowledge from secondhand knowledge from a primary source who is a sugarcane expert. He says to dig a hole or a trench, if you're planting multiple of these, 18 inches deep, a foot and a half, okay? And then you place these sugarcane segments in the bottom of that trench or the hole. Cover that cane with a few inches of soil, okay? So you're going to have a trench, the cane segments, and some soil on top of that. But don't fill in the entire hole or trench. What you want to do is you want to bury those segments enough so that when these growing nodes, these sprouts come up, they will emerge through that soil. Now, as those sprouts come up, you can fill in here and there, little by little. The hole will eventually fill in, whether you fill it in over time or like rain will wash some soil into it, that sort of thing. The reason you want to dig this trench so deeply is because the roots will be anchored very deeply into the ground. And that's what you want. You want to anchor this plant. So grasses don't really have very deep root systems. They just grow kind of in the top, 4 or 6 inches. But your sugarcane is going to be like 15, 20 feet tall. So you see what I'm saying here is going to be very top heavy. A wind comes along, you're going to storm. That clump will not be buried deeply enough on its own. That's why you need that trench to anchor it in. Isn't that smart? That was so smart. So if you're planting in containers, it's a little bit different. So plant it as deep as you can in a deep container. So if you have like a 3 foot deep container, 2 foot deep container, actually, put it in something like that, but put it in something that's sturdy. And that way it won't tip over as easily. Well, you could also secure that container to something with some strapping or whatever. Okay, moving on to how do you grow this? So you want to plant your sugarcane in plenty of direct sun. Keep it well watered. And, it has lots of leaves. And those leaves transpire. And they will lose water. So just keep it consistently, not wet, but not dry. Don't let it dry out. Just keep it moderately moist. Fertilizing. It's possible, but not completely necessary, I have been told. It would benefit from a plant food or fertilizer that is higher in nitrogen since it puts out so much foliage. It's a grass. How do you fertilize your lawn? Do it the same way. As for pests are minimal. Do keep an eye out for the pests that have boring properties, like they will bore into the cane, or ones that suck stuff, like sucking insects. They're gonna suck all the good juice before you can have a chance to harvest it. So try to stay away from those some way. Okay, so because sugarcane has a tall grassy habit, and that grassy habit might remind one of bamboo, many kind of associate sugarcane with being invasive, like some bamboo can be. And does sugarcane invade? Is it a nuisance plant that needs to be cut back? No, that is not the case. It does not spread by those types of rhizomes that bamboo has. Completely different structure. So what happens, though, so the way that bamboo kind of travels or disperses itself, aside from seed, those growing nodes, they're all the way up the, or, you know, far above the cane or the stalk. Let's say one of those canes tips over somehow, windstorm or whatever. That growing node might end up in touch with the ground. Remember what I said about the growing node touching the ground? It starts to grow. So that that sugarcane stalk that has blown over or has been tipped over in some way will touch the ground, 8 feet away, and then it'll start rooting itself into the ground, and then you'll have a clump 8 feet away. And then that clump has something that falls over, and then you get another one, 8 feet away. And then Fabergé, like the Fabergé shampoo, she told two friends, and so on. So it eventually moves in that manner. Long story short, it's not invasive. Well, how do you harvest this crop for getting the juice? That is a very good question. I have never done it. I just haven't. I try to stay away from sugar. But when you harvest these stalks, you want to crush them, right? So you're going to put them in a grinder, some sort of specific grinder, and that grinder squeezes the juice out of it. And then that liquid is extracted, and you can either just drink it the way it is, or you can boil it down and make a syrup. Very interesting. Or you can just forego that, get a leaf or a piece of the stalk, and start chewing. I hear that's a really simple and refreshing way to get your sugarcane. Well, that's it for me for now, all about sugarcane. And until the next one, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.